Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 27th, 2025, and here are our top stories. China's AI independence, OpenAI lawsuit, DeepMind unionization, AI energy needs. China's AI independence. President Xi Jinping has made a significant call for greater self-reliance in the development of artificial intelligence. During a meeting with the Politburo, Xi emphasized the importance of comprehensively advancing technological innovations, industrial growth, and AI applications in China. To achieve this, the country plans to leverage its new national system while providing political support in areas such as research, talent training, and intellectual property. Xi also highlighted the need to bolster fundamental research and key technologies, including high-performance chips and essential software. Additionally, he called for the acceleration of laws and regulations to ensure AI safety and control. OpenAI lawsuit. Ziff Davis, a prominent media company, has filed a lawsuit against OpenAI in the U.S. District Court in Delaware, alleging significant copyright violations, breaches of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, unjust enrichment, and trademark dilution. According to the lawsuit, OpenAI systematically and knowingly used content from Ziff Davis without permission to train its AI language models. The allegations include copying texts from Ziff Davis websites, bypassing prohibitions and technical safeguards, and removing copyright notices and source information. These materials were reportedly used to train AI models and generate responses in products like ChatGPT. Ziff Davis, which manages over 45 digital brands like IGN, Mashable, and PC Mag, claims to produce nearly 2 million new articles and updates annually. The lawsuit states that despite explicit prohibitions in the robot's texty file, OpenAI utilized web crawlers such as GPT-Bot to collect content. This activity allegedly increased even after Ziff Davis requested cessation in May 2024. Ziff Davis views AI-generated content as a direct threat to its business model, competing with original articles and diverting user traffic, thus undermining its ad and commission-based revenue. The lawsuit seeks damages, legal fees, and a permanent injunction, alongside a demand for the destruction of all OpenAI training datasets and AI models containing or derived from Ziff Davis's copyrighted works. Attempts to negotiate a licensing agreement before filing the lawsuit were reportedly rejected by OpenAI. DeepMind unionization. 300 London-based members of Google's DeepMind team are gearing up to unionize with the Communication Workers Union. This move comes as a reaction to Google's decision to remove a promise from its website to avoid using AI for weapons or surveillance. Concerns are also rising over Google's collaboration with the Israeli military, particularly a $1.2 billion cloud computing contract. This situation has led to at least 5 DeepMind staff resignations. DeepMind employs around 2,000 people in the United Kingdom. Google, meanwhile, encourages open dialogue with employees, according to a company spokesperson. AI energy needs. In Oklahoma City, leading figures from the tech and energy sectors gathered to tackle a pressing question: how can the surging energy demand created by AI be met? Amazon and Nvidia highlighted that fossil fuels must still play a role. However, coal remains a contentious topic. With the growing energy appetite of modern AI models outpacing the grid's capacity, both companies are moving away from focusing solely on renewable energy. Kevin Miller from Amazon emphasized an all-of-the-above approach, including gas as a significant energy source. Josh Parker from Nvidia stressed that all options must be considered to ensure energy security. Despite this, coal remains highly controversial, and both companies avoided direct answers on its role. Jack Clark from Anthropic pointed out the availability of broader energy solutions, excluding coal as a favorite. Despite these pragmatic shifts, Amazon and Nvidia still commit to ambitious climate goals, with Amazon aiming for climate neutrality by 2040 and investing in advanced technologies like nuclear energy and CO2 capture. Nvidia continues to stress ecological responsibility while ensuring reliable energy supply. The discussions signal a shift as tech giants, once focused solely on green energy, now temporarily consider fossil options. Balancing growing energy needs with climate pledges will be a significant challenge in the coming years. Whether Amazon, Nvidia, and others can credibly fulfill their climate commitments amid this pivot remains to be seen. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.